for our business sponsors, just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palatka listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We're facing an issue today that I believe is relevant, an issue that I believe everyone should listen up and understand and recognize, and that is we're living in an era of demonic destruction and deception in our entire society. Demonic destruction. May I say to you, the demons are on the fast track for the total destruction of our faith, family, and freedoms in America. And we're seeing it in spots here and there, but it's being called by other things. For example, the recent shooting in the state of Georgia where a 14-year-old lad killed four people, injured nine others. And now as of this morning, his 54-year-old daddy has been indicted for manslaughter and six or eight other charges because of his son's action. Now, we're going to talk about today, what is the parent's responsibility? What's the child's responsibility? What does the Bible say? How should we then live? What should be done in relationship to this case? And we're talking about it. We'll go into more detail in just a moment. But this is the second time in the history of America. 5 months ago, a mother and a father were both found guilty because their son had also killed people in a school. They were found guilty and sentenced to up to 15 years. The second time in the history of America. My question is, are these cases actually becoming infringements on our Second Amendment right? Does the Second Amendment right somehow cause an individual to be responsible for a renegade son or renegade daughter that's refused to have correction, etc.? Were these parents responsible? Was the father responsible? Was the child responsible? Was it the gun that did the killing, or was it the one pulling the trigger? All of those questions are right now being bounded about in different segments of society with a vast array of answers in relationship to it. I want to open Pandora's box and allow you to call in, give your position, your thoughts, your opinion on what is taking place and how you think it affects you. How does it affect our society? And what's the end game? What's the end run? Where is it headed? What's the end of these events? Where will it end? Will it end in total gun confiscation in America? I think the high probability is that it will, unless we recognize what is happening and put the right person in the Oval Office in just a few days for the November election. So let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues as we are doing today, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is God's word that is the truth book. It is God's word that has the answer. It is God's word that has the blueprint, the floor plan for how we should live our lives. And when we get outside of that, all things, unusual things, desperate, destructive, demonic things are possible. And so we're going to be talking about that. But ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus was talking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the word of God makes a definitive statement, "Thy word is truth." And in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist the author of the dystopian novel entitled 1984, George Orwell, made this statement. We're seeing it come alive more every day. George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, more it will hate those who speak the truth. We're living in that era. And I believe we need to recognize the dangers that we're treading upon. Now, let me just do a little parenthetical footnote at that point. We, the people in the United States of America, will have the opportunity in just a few days to determine the direction that our nation will go in. That doesn't mean voting on the right man for office will make a total difference, because we're already on the fast track for absolute destruction as a nation, because of the turning our backs on God, refusing God. And by the way, one of the key elements to what we're talking about today with the 14-year-old individual in the state of Georgia that shot 9 people, that's injured and killed 4 people. The major problem is not the weapon. It is not the instrument that did the killing. Ladies and gentlemen, if it's the instrument that is guilty, then I just simply say that we need to outlaw forks because they make me fat. I think we need to outlaw pencils because it's the pencil that caused me to fail the final exam in school. We need to outlaw, ladies and gentlemen, rocks because Cain killed Abel with a rock. We need to outlaw baseball bats because multitudes around the globe and in America get injured and are killed with a baseball bat. We need to outlaw, ladies and gentlemen, anything. How about, let's outlaw automobiles. A drunk driver gets behind the steering wheel. That automobile kills a family of 5 or 6 people. We need to just go ahead and outlaw automobiles, and that'd make us a whole lot safer. Does that make sense? No, it does not. But that seems to be the mindset that we have today, that somehow, some way, it is the weapon. And I say that because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are already talking about we need to have some kind of forced buyback. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, running for president, vice president on the Socialist Marxist Communist Network side, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that if they're elected, first day in office, they're going to issue a federal demanded buyback of weapons, where it will be forcing you, we the people, to sell our weapons to the federal government. One of my sons recently said, Dad, that would be an impossibility to do that legally, because the federal government cannot pass the background check to own a weapon. And that's about where we stand today. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, standing for truth. And the truth is, we've got a demonically controlled society, and all you got to do is watch Kamala Harris speak, or try to speak, with the cackle every time she opens her mouth. You can tell immediately. Now, this is me. You can disagree if you like, but you can tell there's the demonic influence in that woman every time she opens her mouth. And talking about the potentiality of putting her and her running mate, Tim Walz, in office to run America is a frightening thought to me. I don't know about you. Frightening thought. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked with the death of truth. Let me read you a part of what Senator DeMint said. He said, truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that speaks volumes. Most of the younger Americans, I'm looking at the headline, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own view of truth. There's not but one truth. You can take truth and bifurcate it, and a half-truth is a whole lie. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. It was Jan Hus that, while being burned at the stake, screamed out with his final breath, truth shall prevail. And it's my prayer today that as you listen, that you will seek truth, learn the truth, live the truth, be willing to stand and defend the truth if you have to do so alone. And we're in a society today, It may be a theological discussion. It may be a biblical discussion, a church discussion. It may be a political discussion. But you will find in any 2, 3, 4, 5 gathered to discuss it, you're going to have some that will out of hand be repulsed, rebel, refuse to listen to the words of truth. We need to look at everything today, ladies and gentlemen, from a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible? How does the Bible stand on these issues, and how should we respond and react to them? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professionals, whether it's the homeowner brand, landscape, and lawn care business. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, give me just a moment, and we'll open our telephone lines for our callers. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I've got Dr. Davis with me today. Dr. Davis is now going to be discussing what I call the demonic destruction and delusion of our society. Dr. Davis, thank you for joining me today. And I pray that as we talk about this subject, that our listeners will understand the passion, the concern, and the interest that we have for not only the parents in this case of the shooter, but also for the shooter. Because if I can tuck this in before you say a few words, Dr. Davis, I have said, in looking at, analyzing, scrutinizing, and reviewing the evidence in the articles in relationship to all of the school shootings, you will find, ladies and gentlemen, it's not come out yet. It'll take a while because the Marxist media certainly does not want to bring this out at the very beginning. It is my most humble opinion. This 14-year-old was on some type of psychotropic drugs, mind-altering drugs, either by Adderall-type prescriptions that's given for HDDDDDD or for some other drug like marijuana, pot, etc., etc. It is my most humble opinion that that's the background. That opinion, by the way, was substantiated a little bit this morning on the news when I discovered that his mother had been involved with the law several times, one of which she was caught and charged with using marijuana or selling it or both, and also with theft, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if she was living in the home with the dad and the son, but nevertheless, that her record was brought out on the news this morning, and the 54-year-old dad was indicted for manslaughter because of the act of his son. We're going to be talking about that today. Where's the truth? How do we turn? What does the Bible say? And what are parents to do? How should we respond? Dr. Davis, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. And I give honor to God the Father, who's the head of my life, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years. Amen. Praise God. And every one of my friends and family that are listening on today, the men in blue. Amen. Amen. I greeted this morning. Amen. And folks in Georgia, some of the finest, amen, that serves on our police force over there, Chief Wesley Green, his brother Perry, Detective Jones, all the rest of them, amen, over there, my good friends. Amen. Thank God for the men in blue, and thank you for your service to the city as well as the country. Amen. And I want to send my condolences out to my special friend today, Brother Greg Foreman, amen, in the loss of his mother this week, amen. We are praying for your strength.
Amen.
And we certainly hope that God will strengthen the family. But I do thank God, Dr. Youngblood, for the subject, amen, on today, because as you and I were talking before the broadcast, so many things have happened because they have removed the old landmark.
You got it.
Proverbs, the book of Proverbs say, remove not the old landmark. Mm-hmm. Now, what was good for us back in our days coming up, and we're still less than 100
yeah,
years old.
That's right. We're still under 100.
Amen. If it worked for us, it'll work for them.
That's right.
We had prayer in the school. We read the Bible. Mm-hmm. We said the preamble. Mm-hmm. We said the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes. All of these things. And not only that, you and I were talking about how discipline, corporal punishment, was present in the school system up until a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now they don't want to paddle the children for doing right. anything. And even at that time...
Hey, when I was in school, if I got a spanking in school and they'd wear you out, I'd get home, my mother would wear me out.
There would be
she
a
said,
second.
She said, don't ever let me find out you've got a whipping at school because I'm going to whip you again.
And the way things happened with me, if I was on my way from school, I just got a paddling, mm-hmm. and I walked down the road mad if I saw a grown-up, and if I said something out of the way to them, I got another one by that grown-up. And then I got one when I got home.
That's what you call proper discipline.
By the time, we didn't have cell phones at
that's
the time.
Right, that's right.
But somehow, by the time I made it to the house, Mama knew
somehow
that I sassied. They said, you sassied an adult on your way coming home. Mm-hmm. So why did you get put out of school, number one? Why did you sassy the adult? Mm-hmm. Now you're going to pay for all of it.
That's right.
So that these were the type of things that went on, and it didn't destroy us. It made us to be better individuals. We were talking about the stopgap measures that used to be in place. That's what I call them.
That's right.
How even in school, let's get back to that. When there was a problem student in school, you faced corporal punishment, and then you went to the guidance counselor who was there to help analyze whatever your situation might have been. Now, let me say this. If you got trouble, parents at home, mom and daddy not getting along, they're fighting like cats and dogs, they're kicking the cat and
that's right.
all the other things.
Cuss the cat and kick the dog. Yeah.
Of course, that's going to carry over to the child.
That's right.
So then, to confirm that, my wife and I were talking about another good friend of mine, and I think I told you about this before mm-hmm. the broadcast, how this young lady I was speaking with a few days ago was telling me about the experience that happened with her and her family back in the 80s, how her dad came home and took a .357 Magnum. That's a powerful handgun.
Right.
One of the most powerful ones. Mm-hmm. And he shot up his whole family. Well, to make a long story short, she was telling me how after that time, she had an anger problem due to the fact that they didn't get no counseling. Mm-hmm. They didn't get any help during those days.
Right.
But thank God she gave her life over to Christ, the Lord was able to take that away from her.
That's right.
Now she's a better individual. So that's what we're saying on today. Things need to be set up and put in place. And even when we look back at what we did have on the books, mm-hmm. what's been taken off the books, we need to put them back, and whatever we have there, all we need to do is abide by what's
abide
there.
Abide by it, enforce it, carry it out. Absolutely.
So this is the biggest part of our problem, Dr. Youngblood.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Davis.
Good morning, and good morning. I hope you're well.
Yeah, hope you all are doing good. I tell you what, the Bible tells you to train up a child in the way he should go, and he won't depart from it. But they're training up their children because they are not anarchists, but I don't know if they're Satanists or anything. But I tell you, the way this country is going now, if Kamala Harris get in there, it's gonna be that's it.
My.
I don't know if God is. Because all the children we have killed, and then they're trying to start it again. Even at that convention, they had a mobile unit for children to get killed.
That's right, a mobile two. In fact, they had two mobile abortion vans there at the DNC convention. But, Kenneth, one of the things you touched on is so vital for our listeners to understand. Our vote in the next few days, I think it's, 55, 60 days, someplace in there, is going to make a difference in the destiny of America. If we, as citizens in America, put Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in office, we can kiss America goodbye from the standpoint of a constitutional republic and a representative form of government. They've already indicated like what they're going to do. Kamala Harris is trying to flip-flop now, but you can't change her background and her record. And her record and her background is what the general public needs to understand. But one of the things we see taking place as a result of this shooting in Georgia with the 14-year-old lad shooting... what is it? Killing four and shooting nine others that are now in condition of perhaps health-wise for the rest of their lives. But the point is, we have laws on the books, regulations, rules and regulations on the books. And right now we're talking about the Biden administration, Kamala Harris talking about we need to have a confiscation of weapons. Kamala Harris saying that the first day will be to confiscate with a force to buy back on the guns. One of the things we look at, Kenneth, is Maduro, for example, in Venezuela. The people are unarmed. He is now destroying his people. People there are starving to death as a result of no food, no clothing, no shelter, no way to get out of under it. And God gave us the right to keep and bear arms. It's from the Word of God, the right to keep and bear arms. It's codified in our Constitution, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, be carried out by we the people. And yet it's not being done. And if we get disarmed, we can kiss it goodbye. And if Kamala Harris goes in, that's what will happen. And the point is, Kenneth, that I make with that elongated conversation is that things like we see taking place with the 14-year-old boy shooting these people, it opens Pandora's box. It gives the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party on the left the idea that we need to somehow confiscate guns and make more laws. Now, Kenneth, here's my final thought on that for our conversation. We have 10 commandments. We fail to obey those. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and may I say again, hundreds of gun laws on the books across America. It does not stop the human being with a wicked heart from pulling the trigger and killing people. It's the wicked heart. Amen. It is not the weapon. But I'm concerned twofold. I'm concerned about our Second Amendment right being infringed upon. And secondly, I'm concerned about the fact that the government now has found it, easy to then prosecute parents for what a renegade child has done. This is the second case now in 5 months. In fact, I'm going to read you a statement that was made by one of the anchors on Fox News this morning. It said, quote, "We are living in a totally different world today." And that is a dramatic statement, but it's fact. We're living in a totally different world today. So the question is that I want our listeners to understand, respond to, what should we do? How should we respond? Should parents be charged like this boy's parents and the ones in Michigan just a few months ago? Should they be prosecuted, put in prison for the rest of their natural life? Or should that child be responsible, child/human being that pulled the trigger? Therein lies the difference, and everybody's got a different thought and opinion on it. We're going to delve into that today. But, Kenneth, we need to, the bottom line, you and I and every listener, we need to keep praying and asking God to intervene and release us of this bondage and demonic control and demonic destruction that's taking place. That's exactly, and a large portion of that can be if we vote for the right person. And I personally say, anybody listening can understand, you vote how God wants you to vote. I'm personally going to vote for Donald Trump with the prayer that God will use him with a spine wide enough and a tenacity broad enough that he can bring back some sanity in our great nation. Kenneth, we need to pray and keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I agree with everything you're saying, and this is just an example of what God is revealing to us today with the numerical system that he has put in place. Four is a number that deals with natural man and creation. Nine is a number that deals with the fruit of the Spirit. 13 is dealt with rebellion. This boy killed four people. In his heart and his mind, not set when he wounded the other nine, and 13 deals with rebellion. That's what the whole thing is against. We are rebelling against God, and he's trying to reveal something to us. Just as 7 deals with God's completion and perfection, 12 deals with divine government. We need to think about what God is trying to reveal to us today in the society that we're living in and vote for the right
Brother, one of the things on the top of my mind, and by the way, I'm not a numerologist. I've read behind too many. I've studied behind them in college and university, and I, very frankly, throw them all out the door because there's everybody that's into numerology has got a different number, meaning a different thing. Now, I agree. God's numerically, number 7 is perfection. Number 6 is less than perfection. That's the reason you find 666 in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, the mark of the beast. It's the centrality of humanism. But I don't necessarily embrace all of the other thoughts on it. I'm not casting out what you're saying. What you're saying, literally, as I see it and as I would say it, we're witnessing today the disintegration and the deterioration and destruction of the human society. And may I just touch with a parenthetical footnote? It is very simple, yet very profound. And that is we've turned our backs on God. We've refused to obey God. We put God out of the classroom. We put prayer out of the classroom. And we have been using the classroom to indoctrinate and to brainwash our kids into embracing every abnormal sexuality. We've embraced, we're forcing our kids to embrace murder by way of abortion, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and everything that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy, taking prayer out of the classroom, Bible out of the classroom, the flag out of the classroom, et cetera, et cetera. What can we expect? What are your thoughts? Am I on track or is that wrong?
No, that's exactly right. That's rebellion personified.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We as a nation, we have rebelled against God. And by the way, I believe we're reaping the harvest. I personally believe that we're in the progressive stages of God's judgment on America for rebelling against God, casting God out of the society in general, and in particular out of the classrooms.
And he also said that judgment begins at the house of God. If we don't judge what we're preaching and teaching, then God's going to hold us responsible.
Absolutely, brother. You're exactly right. I commend you on that statement. You're spot on with it. Thank you so much for your call. And let me say this. I always say it each and every day. We need to keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, brother, for your call.
And then, Dr. Youngblood, the thing that I hate so bad, our birthday is this month, you and I.
That's right.
September babies.
That's right.
But we're getting ready to enter a season where they glorify evil.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to see pumpkins and witches in September.
Oh, Lord,
if you want to do that in October.
Mm-hmm.
Leave my birth month clear.
That's right.
Because I want to enjoy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You touched on that. I think that's a symbol of our denigration and degradation and destruction that's coming on as a result of what we're worshiping, what we're embracing as society. So what are we teaching our kids if they see that?
And then churches now are going to put pumpkins in the yard. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years now I've passed churches. And then witches and goblins out in the churchyard.
Yes.
So, what are you telling kids?
Inviting the demonic control.
That's it.
That's it, exactly. In fact, never will forget a number of years ago, young lad that was in our academy, kindergarten through 12th grade, he went to the church and he couldn't name the church. He said, it's the church over there. It's the pumpkin church. And every year about this time, they'd have the yard full of pumpkins for sale. So he referred to his church as the pumpkin church.
My.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about the demonic destruction and devastation of our society. And we're witnessing that and watching that in real time as we see this 14-year-old up in North Georgia that killed 4 people, 2 teachers and 2 students, and injured 9 others. We're witnessing what is taking place with the prosecution now setting in for his parents, with his parents being charged, at least his dad, being charged with manslaughter. And based on the judge's statement to him this morning in the indictment that I watched on television, all total, if he's found guilty of all of the things, is 180 years, potential of 180 years that he will be incarcerated. And, of course, we all know that is a death sentence for him, 54 years old. So now, is he guilty? Should he be found guilty? Should he be tried? Should it be the responsibility of the 14-year-old? What culpability do you feel the parents have in that relationship? I believe that we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that demons and demonic control as a result of having left God out of life, left God out of the schools. You realize in the state of Florida, there's a law that's on the books since 2018 that In God We Trust must be posted in every schoolhouse, and yet all of the administrators of the education in the state of Florida have totally ignored that. They've not done that, not followed the law. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WAYL.